Listening to this album, I've read about it as well, and you say that it's not just about the virtuosity and the showing off of the technical ability. It's more than that.
Well, definitely not. My first goal is to make good music, which hopefully is the goal of all musicians, is to make good music in whatever way possible. In this case, I just wanted to do it all with the bass, you know, just one four-string bass. It's just been a goal of mine for many years. But it's not really an effort to say, look, it can be done, you know, this is what I can do on the bass. No, it's just something that I wanted to do for my own personal reasons. I don't even really want you to hear the record and say, wow, that's great for a bass player, or wow, that's all done on one bass. I'd rather you listen to it and you say, wow, I like that song. And then maybe later, if you find out that it's all just a four-string bass, then you'll say, oh, that's neat too, you know. But first, it should be about the music. It is about the music for me.
Yeah, and it's also got a message to some of the songs.
Yeah, yeah. The record pretty much is a good, you get a good view into my life, I guess. And, you know, the message is just what I'm about, you know. I just want everybody to be peaceful and get along and things like that, you know. It's a kind of an old message, but still up to date.
All right. Now, you've brought your bass along with you here to WFUV.
Yeah.
Can you give us a tune?
Sure, we'll play some. We'll play maybe a couple jazz pieces, see what happens here.
Victor Wooten live in the studios of WFUV. That's one that's not on the album, is it?
Well, some of it is. Whenever I play it live, it's never the same.
Mm-hmm.
A Night in Tunisia is on there. It's in the jazz medley.
Yeah.
But I went into a little bit of Caravan there that I didn't go into on the record. In the record, I played Misty and Someday My Prince Will Come. So sort of every time I play it, it's a little different.
All right. It's the new solo album from Victor Wooten. It's called A Show of Hands, and it's on Compass Records. And congratulations, because this has been getting some great reviews. In fact, it was voted the Record of the Year award by Bass Player Magazine's Reader's Poll.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. It's really neat for me because, you know, it's not why I did the record. You know, I did the record really, this may sound funny, but I really did it for myself. It's just something that I really wanted to do for a long time, to be able to play these pieces, put a whole record together that I felt comfortable with sitting down and listening to for, you know, the duration. But all the music's just the bass, you know. And then for it to get all these great reviews and for the readers to vote for it and things like that, especially, you know, when you think about some of the other records that are out there with major labels and major airplay and things like that, and for them to really listen and vote for this one, you know, that's just a solo instrument. It makes me feel really good that people are appreciating it that much.
All right. Now, this is, as I say, your first solo album, but you've been making music since you were about 3 years old.
Right.
Tell us about how you got started.
I'm the youngest of five brothers, and my oldest brother, Reggie, started me playing the bass when I was about three. And ever since I can remember, and even before that, my four older brothers were always playing. So by the time I came along, I guess they decided they needed a bass player, and they just started teaching me. So when I was about five, my parents started booking gigs for us. And so since I've been about 5 years old, we've been going out and doing the club circuit. And I think I was either five or six when we did a little mini tour opening for a soul singer back in the 70s and 60s named Curtis Mayfield. We did some dates with them. We opened for War. This was out on the West Coast when we were living in California at the time. So I've been fortunate enough to be, you know, have done it for a long time. You know, I'm so glad that I got a chance to start real young and had the guidance of my brothers, you know, to really start teaching me at an early age.
And do you find that music that you learned as a youngster still comes to what you're performing now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, probably anybody that listens to this record here can hear my influences. A lot of radio funk and pop music, James Brown, Sly Stone, and even Prince and The Time, and then the jazz things too. And even on this record, there's some classical music on there. But probably even more so growing up, it was that R&B funk thing, you know, even the Motown music and all that. And you can hear it, I think, in the music.
Can we hear it now?
Sure, let's play something. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll play something. Thank you.
Victor Wooten live in the studios of WFUV playing his bass there. Thank you.
Thank you.
What was that? Does that have a name?
Yeah, that's the first song on the disc. It's entitled "You Can't Hold No Groove If You Ain't Got No Pocket."
Oh, I didn't recognize it without the vocals.
Right.
Some of the tracks have vocals
on
them.
Yeah, some of them do. And that one, I got Will Lee, who plays bass on the David Letterman show, to do some singing on there. But also, this bass that I'm using is tuned slightly higher than my normal bass. It's a fourth higher than a normal bass, if that makes any sense. So on the record, I actually played this song on a different bass. So it sounds a little bit different right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you're in New York. You live in Nashville, but you're up in New York. You're going to be doing a gig this Saturday in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Right, yeah.
And for more information about that, you can call 718-636-4111. Now, do you know what's going to happen Saturday night?
Well, I believe it's two acts. I believe it's myself. I travel with a drummer. And the two of us, we just get up there and have a lot of fun. We do these songs plus a lot more. And I also believe that Dave Holland is playing. So I don't know if we'll get a chance to play together any. I hope so. But it should be a fun show. Lots of great music.
All right. So I mentioned that you live in Nashville now. That's where you met Bela Fleck.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. This friend of mine named Kurt Story, he actually engineered the record for me. I was visiting him in Nashville. And he had introduced me, well, I knew about Baylor's music through the Newgrass Revival, a band that Baylor was playing in. But Kurt had also been telling Baylor about my brothers and me. So when I went to Nashville, Kurt hooked us up and we met. And actually, I first talked to Baylor on the telephone and I was just sitting here with my bass, sort of like we're doing now. And he said, well, just play something. You know, I ended up playing some stuff over the phone, you know. And he said he liked it. He said it sounded like a bass banjo, you know. So we got together over at his house and just had a little jam, just the two of us, in his kitchen. And that led to him calling me a few months later to do this television show. And that was the birth of the Flecktones for that show.
All right. And the Flecktones also have a new release out, a two-CD collection of live recordings called Live Art. And you can find that on Warner Brothers.
Yeah. It's a fun record. Finally, after many years, people have been asking us for a live record, you know, because we're really a live band. Things are much different and have, to me, much more energy when we play live. And we really captured a lot of that on the record, and it has a lot of guests on it. Chick Corea, Branford Marsalis, and a bunch of our friends from Nashville, Sam Bush, Edgar Meyer, and people like that. Bruce Hornsby plays piano. It's a fun record. And even Howard Levy, who was an original member of the Flecktones.
He played keyboards and harmonica.
Yeah, he's even on there, so it's great. The record spans about 4 or 5 years of material and different guests and things like that. So it's not a one-night record. It covers about 4 or 5 years, so it's great.
Yeah, some really accomplished musicians guesting on that album.
Yeah.
Now, you downplay your own abilities as a bass player with the technical side, but you can play bass and rhythm and melody all at the same time.
Yeah.
How rare is that?
Well, I would say it is pretty rare for bass players. But For what reason, I'm not quite sure, because in my mind, a bass is just a lower version of a guitar. And guitarists very often will sit down and play complete pieces, you know, classical or jazz or flamenco, you know, Latin. They'll sit down and they'll cover the role of the whole band by themselves. And so I always knew that the bass could do it too. You know, most of us have a couple less strings, you know, but it still can pull it off. It gets hard sometimes because when you're playing chords and things, it can get muddy down there. So a lot of the times I'm using two hands, one hand up in the high register and one down in the low register to get to get both sides of it, to get the bass notes and the high notes. So it took a little work, but I knew it was possible, and something I'm still working on.
Can you demonstrate that with a tune?
Sure. I'll play a little Christmas song.
All right.
That maybe would be something like a piano player might play or something. But you'll hear the bass notes, you'll hear the chords in the middle, and you'll definitely hear the melody on top. And I think you'll recognize this song.
Victor Wooten live in the studios of WFUV. That's called the Christmas song, right?
Exactly.
That's not found on the album.
No,
but,
it's not. One day it'll be on there.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up to the studios of 90.7 FM.
Thank you for having me. Thanks a bunch.
Once again, the new debut solo album is called A Show of Hands, and you can find it on Compass Records from Victor Wooten. Let's hear the final song on the album. It's called Words of Wisdom.